Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So how about this? Le'Veon Bell basically turned down a little bit over $14 million to play this year.
Sure.
That's what the tag number would have been. That's how much he would have been paid. Do you know how much he was paid for the previous 5 years total?
Well, so the year prior he was tagged and it had to have been over $10
million. It was $12.1 million was last year's number.
So then I'll say he made $3 million prior to that on his rookie deal or whatever that was.
He's made a total of $16,038,194.
Wow.
$16,038,194.
In five seasons.
In five seasons total.
And he could have made that $2 million less than that
this
year. 1 year and decided not to show up.
So then it would have been, would have been a total of obviously about $30 million over 6 years, right? So he would have recouped some of the money from, doing what he did. Remember, he also got hurt in the middle of all that. He was suspended a few games.
Yep, that's right, for the LeGarrette Blunt. LeGarrette Blunt.
Right.
On McKnight Road, where the cop smelled the weed out of the car because he was on a motorcycle and said, wait a second.
Well, hold on there.
What are these guys doing? So he pulled him over and that was the deal there.
You're smoking the Mary Jane.
On the way to the team plane. Another part of that.
Well,
that
you got to so relax. Maybe there could be a little anxiety issues about flying. You know how that goes, right, Al?
Yeah, absolutely. Like one of those El Chapo jurors. Didn't I tell you about that yesterday?
It's easy with that. Why do we even have to talk about that?
Well, I was telling you, we don't have to, but one of those people had an anxiety attack and got a note from the doctor and got off the jury just because of that.
I'd have an anxiety attack,
that
too.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That was me yesterday.
I know.
Done the same thing. So good for that person, found a way out. See if everybody else shows up at a doctor's note today and they got to find 11 more people. Oh, it's craziness. Jerry, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Good morning. We're brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana, Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. You guys talking about Le'Veon Bell and the money he bypassed, and he'll be a free agent at the end of the year. Here was Mike Tomlin. This was before the 4 o'clock deadline.
All right, hold on for a sec. Can you predict what you think your man Mike Tomlin's going to say?
Well, I'm going to ruin your expectation here. I heard it already.
Oh, you did? Okay, so don't do it then.
All right, I will.
All right, well, this is what he said prior to him not showing up.
I understand that business is an element of the game of football. There are elements of the game, relationships within the game, football-related relationships.
So there's a lot going on there.
There's what now?
Football-related relationships. There's love-related relationships, platonic friendships-related relationships, football-related relationships, all sorts of relationships, family relationships, like the way that you love your uncle is different than the way that you love your wife. The way that you love your teammate is different from the way that you love your child. It's all different relationships. But love is love. Football is football. Relationships is relationships.
And business is business.
And business is business. Globally, obviously. And then someone asked him, my reaction will be when he walks in the door, right? And then the guy goes, well, what if he walks in the door today? He goes, so be it. It was just like,
oh, man. He was just like
laying it down.
He was living it, right?
So be it.
I'd be like, hey, man, good. He's out of here now. I don't have to worry about him anymore. At least I know who I'm coaching, what we're doing, and where we're going as we head forward.
No more questions.
He's actually been amazing through this whole thing. You have to admit.
Oh, Tomlin?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's been great. And he was the biggest advocate for Le'Veon Bell. So when they drafted Le'Veon Bell, people thought they should have drafted Eddie Lacy. Remember Eddie Lacy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure.
And he was a big fat guy, ended up having a miserable NFL
Green
career.
Bay, yep.
So people were saying, Le'Veon Bell, I mean, look at this guy. I don't know. Second round pick. He should have gone with Lacy. And then he defended Le'Veon for years and years. And I remember one time, Le'Veon had a great game, and he started his press conference with, any more questions about Le'Veon Bell? Like really, like, come on, bring it. And because he was the big defender of Le'Veon, and now he can't stand the guy with the way that he's been acting. But yeah, he has been great. He's kept his team together, and James Conner's been a big part of that.
All right, closer to home, Jet safety Jamal Adams with the CMB yesterday. So what exactly happened Sunday against the Bills?
Got whooped, man. Simple as that, man.
He said they figured Josh Allen would play. That didn't happen.
We didn't have a lot of film on Barkley, and, you know, hats off to him. He came in there and did a hell of a job.
Against them. And
they had no film on him?
Not a lot of film. But
what
he
do you
said,
mean nobody had film? I don't think they had film 2 years ago when the last time he played. Right?
I mean, there's really no reason for film.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You're right about that.
He says still should not have been an issue.
Everything they ran, we practiced in you know, during practice. You know, everybody wasn't doing a job. No one came to play.
You know, it's amazing. They get confused when quarterbacks play or don't play that they're not expecting to play. Remember the whole thing with the Browns?
With Cleveland? Yeah.
We weren't
Baker
prepared Mayfield. For him.
Well, Tom Brady's going to play against him next time, so they better be ready for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't say same old Jets here, but essentially he's saying same old Jets.
Honestly, I could sit here and sugarcoat everything, but things have not changed. Obviously, we're still losing.
He was asked point blank by the big fella, did the team quit?
That's something that I cannot answer, man. Again, all I can do is control what I can control.
He said he did not quit. He's a winner.
Yeah, I saw him making some tackles late in this game, and you know, it looks like he was going full speed.
Same old Jets.
Wasn't turning anything down.
Yeah, no.
I mean, there were plays in that. I watched the all 22 of the Eagles and the Cowboys. There were plays in that game where like Eagle players weren't getting involved.
Yeah.
Like, and that is a bad sign, man.
Like, we won the Super Bowl last year. Who cares?
They're good.
Free year. Come on. You didn't have a Super Bowl ever, and then we gave you one. So lay off. The Avery Williamson, Joe and Evan interview is also a really good one, too, because Joe obviously just rips the hell out of the team. And then this Avery Williamson, who we had in, is just totally, he's from Tennessee, came from the Titans. He's just having a blast. He's like, man, the city's great. And like, I can't wait to see the tree. Like, and then Joe's like, boy, you guys suck. I mean, how terrible are you? This is just, I've got hemorrhoids from this team. It's disgusting. Your team's terrible. I hate my life. And Avery's like, he was like, well, you know, it's going to get better, man. It'll be okay. And he just starts laughing at him. I wanted to get an Avery Williamson jersey, but you suck so bad. I couldn't be out and about wearing it. I'd be too embarrassed. He's like, well, maybe next week I'll be able to, you know, play a little better for you. It's great. With having those two guys on with, you know, Jamal with CMB and then Avery Williamson, it makes for good times when the Jets aren't good.
Well,
good
the Jets, times. You won't hear from them next week. They are off this week, and then the Patriots. The Bills released Terrell Pryor. Remember he said he can be a big force in that team?
What is going on with this kid?
I don't know.
There's something off about him.
And as we discussed yesterday, and you thought they should, they did. The NFL did move Monday night's game between the Chiefs and Rams to L.A. because of the field in Mexico City.
I mean, the field was just horrendous.
Yeah.
Now,
pretty bad. And they said they were going to start inserting new grass. Putting down new turf, yeah.
Yeah, so they have this Kikuyu grass is what it's called. Kikuyu. Or Kikuyu. Kikuyu or something, whatever.
I thought it was a blend. Is, Eddie?
I don't know. I've never heard Kikuyu. The word before.
What do you think there, Al?
Kikuyu.
What do you think, Jerry?
Kaku.
I've never heard of either one of these things. Kikuyu, Kaku. I have no idea.
Mm.
I mean,
K-I-K. U-Y-U.
Kikuyu.
What? I'm not finding anything here.
Okay. Anyway, they've had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
They've had this grass that has not taken hold, and the stadium has gotten a lot of use, including concerts.
Concerts where they don't protect the field.
Yeah.
They don't put the mats
they
over it.
They don't care. So guess what? We're not bringing down our two best teams. With Patrick Mahomes and putting him on this field, that's a disgrace.
Yeah, do you think that they would have moved it if it was two terrible teams? Like, if it was Jets Bills from last week, do you think they would have still
good
played
question.
That game?
Yes, I saw 100%. The one story that some of the players were threatening to just not play.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to go out there. So I don't know if they forced the league's hands or not.
You could see it on CBS Sports Network. It's just brutal.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. There was one video that I saw of three guys standing around laughing. At it that were working on the field, they were laughing at how bad it was. So yeah, I mean, it's
Kikuyu
the right
grass.
What is it?
Do it again.
Kikuyu grass.
Kikuyu. Kikuyu.
One more time.
Kikuyu grass.
Kikuyu.
Kikuyu grass.
Kikuyu. Yeah.
Doesn't matter where we play, home
Kikuyu
game.
Kikuyu grass.
Road game, turf. Kikuyu grass. Man, once we get in between those lines on that Kikuyu grass, it doesn't matter.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
One bit of good news we did get was that of Caris LeVert, dislocated foot, yep. does not need surgery, and there was no fracture, and the ligament damage is moderate. Team doctors say for the Nets, he can do rehab and should be able to play again this year. Nets Heat tonight.
That was shocking, that news yesterday. Absolutely totally shocking, yep. but great news. And then the press release was, even though these injuries, the optics can look worse than what it really is. So, like, everybody, when they tweeted about it, said, great news, the optics on the injury worse. I was like, can everybody just stop dropping it? I mean, just optics, just say it looked worse than it was. And Caris LeVert's going to be okay, as opposed to the optics on the injury. Like, that's one of those buzzwords nowadays that people optics. Use all the time. The optics on this are not
that's
good.
That's a political word.
Optics.
Optics.
Think about the optics.
Think about
this.
The optics. Think if you were orange.
What are the optics?
Knicks in Oklahoma City tonight. The Warriors lost a game on Monday night. The optics on the bench were not good between Draymond Green and Clay and Kevin Durant, since you're talking about that. Last night, Golden State did beat Atlanta 110-103. Durant had 29. Green had nothing. He was suspended by the team.
See, they
for
don't need
the
him. They're going to move him.
No.
Reporter asking Green, Durant about the dust-up.
Kevin, have you and Draymond been able to hash anything out?
No.
A reporter looking for details.
Man. Did he cross the line with anything last night that was said?
I'm going to keep that in-house. That's what we do here.
Durant was pretty clear, didn't want to speak much about it.
I know you guys got a job to do, but I'm not trying to give nobody no headlines. What happened, happened. We're trying to move on. Just trying to play basketball.
Come on, KD. Come to NY, baby. KD,
at that point,
NY.
Pretty clear. He doesn't want to talk too much about it. Right? Would you agree?
Right, of course.
Oh, yeah. Then he started expanding his thoughts.
Something like that. Next question.
Kevin, Quinn just said, you know, we spend 9 months together, almost every day together. Once in a while, guys are going to get into it, and it may just make us stronger going forward. Do you feel the same way? I mean, Draymond plays with an edge, a fire, an emotion that I think you guys appreciate most of the time. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I guess he's not.
I told you he didn't want to talk
Jerry,
about it.
Yeah, think about it. Well, you watch those guys argue on the bench and get in each other's face. And it's kind of like, you know, your segments here with us. You know, it's just okay. Like we're always like going at each other.
No, we're not always going at each other. Come on now.
I don't know.
Why? Because Stephen Brick said so?
No, because I didn't even realize it. But when Gio told me last week that he is afraid to approach you when you're out there in the bullpen. That to me kind of, you know,
right.
perked me up a little bit. I started to think. I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe there's a little something going on here.
Hey, Jerry, did you really? See the what? never mind. It's okay.
All right.
Did you see?
Bad optics.
Bad optics, yeah. We're going to have to change this narrative with these bad optics.
That's right.
Did you see the lip reading that was going on with Kevin Durant as he was walking
I
away from that? Yes, he said, this is why I'm out.
Really?
Yes. That's why we're talking about it.
Yes.
KDNY19, baby.
Speaking of videos, I saw the video you were talking about that has gone viral with these wildfires in California.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
The dash cam. Oh, my God.
That's one of the scariest things I've ever seen in my life. And I'm not it's not hyperbole.
No.
There's a woman who drives through a tunnel, and then on the other side of the tunnel, it is pure chaos and hell with the wildfires.
And she continues.
And she survived. She did survive this.
It's unreal.
It's so scary. And I think we all understand the magnitude of it, but being on this coast, it's hard to fathom.
You know, it's when September 11th happened, I remember 2 weeks after my wife and I went on a cruise, and she didn't want to get on a plane after, understandably so. We wound up driving down to Florida to get the cruise ship. And I remember when we stopped for gas, and I think it was South Carolina, I remember getting back in the car telling her, it is like nothing ever happened because they're not living it
right.
The way we were living it up here. And I think in a weird way, it's the same thing.
Sure, the death toll for one of those fires is up to 48 people now, and there's still people missing, and they're still looking for people. It's just awful.
Yeah, it really is. And the videos and the pictures of it's wasteland.
Gabe Kapler said he's got a house in Malibu, or his ex-wife has a home in Malibu with their kids, and it's gone. Just the steel beams are up, and that is it. So it's been awful. MLB announces the Cy Young Award winners tonight. The finalists for the National League, Jacob DeGrom, Aaron Nola, and Max Scherzer. American League, you've got Verlander, Kluber, and Snell. Bob Melvin of the A's, Manager of the Year in the American League. In the National League, it's Atlanta's Brian Snitker. Islanders beat the Canucks 5-2. I know we have fun with Chris King.
Yeah.
Yes. This is a good win for the Islanders.
It's a very good win.
Very good win. Good solid win for them.
This would be one right up Eddie's alley.
Kunackel, the third member of this line, has the puck. Backhands it on net, and he scores! Tom Kunackel from his knees!
Yeah, one of two goals for
Kunackel. You better get this right. You know, you and I are doing the Devils Islanders game.
Yeah, Kunackel.
You know Kunackel.
Yeah.
Remember him from Pittsburgh, don't you?
Go away, go away!
Yeah.
Kunackel.
Is it Kunackel or is it Kunackel?
Kunackel.
It's Kunackel.
I heard Kunackel.
It's Kunackel.
Kunackel.
Kunackel, the third member of this line. Kunackel, the Kunackel, the Kunackel, the Kunackel, the third.
You got Kunackel.
Kick to me a grass.
Two goals last night, Kunackels. He was got two.
He did score twice. That's true. And then
kick to me a grass.
Here's Matt Laughlin as the Devils won.
So now here's Taylor Hall moving in. Shot scores. A five-hole goal for Taylor Hall.
All right. So Matt Laughlin, ChrisKingRadio.com. Devils win there. Beat the Penguins 4-2. And you think about the differences of these two.
Yeah.
Laughlin sounded like he was quite angry. Chris King is Chris King. Here's when you put them together.
Scores! Scores!
Different decibel levels.
Oh, that's just a slow-mo. It's going to be mean to me.
Kunackel.
Jerry, I love when you talk hockey.
All right, cool. Yeah. Devils and Islanders snap three-game losing streaks. Islanders, Rangers Thursday night at Barclays Center.
What? What did you just say?
Rangers and Islanders Thursday night at Barclays Center.
Okay.
From New York, it's Saturday.
Yeah, you'll be going
to that.
Yeah,
I may be there. Yeah, I may be there.
And so I actually, you're right. I got to start studying all these players. I know the Rangers now better than the Devils and Islanders because of Peon and Don Cheadle. So
it's Heedle and Pionk.
Oh, okay. But I'm learning those guys a little bit more. But yeah, I got it. You're right. So Moose Knuckle, I got to get to know him.
Kunackel.
All right. And all these other guys.
Right.
I'll get there.
You had two goals last night.
I know.
Do you have a goal call?
I'm working on it. I'm not going to unveil it now.
Okay.
I'd be
just
silly.
Want to make sure that you're paying attention and that
be
you're doing
silly.
Yeah. Have you called up Kenny Albert for some...
I've got
tips or something.
You laugh. I've got a list of people that I'm calling. I've already put together this list. Again, there are people that I hope will call me back. But yes, I've put together
a list. Is Doc Emmerich on that list?
I don't know if
he will
not
call you back.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get
really?
In touch with him.
Greg, like the nicest guy in the world.
Ginotti? I know him for many years.
Ginotti?
No, but I do actually know him because he's a huge Pittsburgh Pirates fan. So I got to know him a little bit.
Emmerich is a huge Pittsburgh Pirates. This one thing I didn't know. I just found that out.
Humongous Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
Really?
Spent a lot of games in the press box. Yeah, he is huge. We used to call him up to talk both about the Penguins and the Pirates. And me, like, diehard Pirates fan. So, yeah. So I do know him a little bit.
Sam Rosen will call you back, too.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's another guy who's, like, the nicest guy in the world. It's like everybody's, like, fighting over nicest guy in the world title here. Ian is on that list.
He's a nice guy. Looks like he's going to try to take Marv Albert's job from TNT.
I mean, turnabout fair play.
Right.
I mean,
what
goes around comes around, right? Yeah, well,
I guess so, Jerry.
And Marv is 77.
I know. Marv's not giving it up. Marv's not.
No, but
Marv doesn't want to give anything up. He's gonna keep that going until as long as he possibly can. He's above ground breathing. He's calling a game somewhere.
And
yes!
Good for him.
Yes, 100%. You know what's amazing? I worked with him, I believe, for 7 years, and that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right, you thought he was close to retirement then.
Yeah, I thought he was. I thought he was done. Like, nope. Just keep
Boomer Esiason, always a man who enjoys speaking in a microphone.
Oh, yes! That was post-Super Bowl 23.
Wow.
That was right after the game.
And what is it, like Super Bowl 75
I'm out
now?
There, and I'm like, I'm trying to give him a quote about losing the Super Bowl, and this is how he introduces me.
After you lost.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then I worked with him for all those years. Great guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.